Hey, what's up? This is your homegirl, Complex Angel, and welcome back to another episode of Self Love is My Rehab, where we are all tired of abuse being our addiction. I'm about to get my partner in crime, DC, on the line so we can start the show, so please tune in and love yourself. Yo, yo, DC, what's going on?
Yo, what's cracking lacking?
Not much. About to get the guests on. You ready to start the show?
Let's get it. You already know.
All right. Hey, Sheena, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good, good. I'm loving the energy. She's ready. So,
I'm ready.
With that being said, DC, what was the vibe of the week?
The vibe of the week, it was a mixture of everything, you know what I'm saying? Mixture of the weather changing and everything like that, still around to it at. You know, gotta love it. You know, being old, got gray hairs, and you know what I'm saying, got a 70-year-old back and like 50-year-old ankles. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is good. You know what I'm saying? The body is aging. You feel me? And yeah, that
aging gracefully.
You know, well, as God will, by God's will, it. You know, but life is good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't complain too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my part of the season right here for real anyway. So I'm going to be really happy in September regardless of what's going on. I can't stand the summer. You know what I'm saying? That hoodie weather is my thing. So I'm all smiles over here. I can't complain.
That's what's up. Okay. Well, on last week's episode, we had a local rapper named Reason from Philly in the building. And we talked about, can your environment make or break you? And Reason really dropped some heavy gems. You know, he told us a story about him being the lightest with red hair in his family and how he got teased so much growing up about it. And, you know, him being younger than me in D.C., we asked, like, how were you able to have, like, such a tough skin towards that? And he was like, you know, people are ignorant to what they don't know. You get what I'm saying? And it just really, like, made me, like, you know what? I got to stop taking stuff so personal. So that was definitely a good show. Is there anything that you wanted to piggyback on and say about that, Sheena?
I'm married, but I'm like all brothers. Like, I've never been one to, like, be on a light skin type thing. Light skin is the right way or light is right or something. I mean, it don't matter to me.
Right.
Whatever is right is right. Don't matter the skin color.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Sometimes they call them pretty boys too. But they all don't got that type attitude. That can be a dark skinned guy too, you know. But
yes,
a pretty boy
colorism
attitude.
Is something crazy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, with that being said, DC, what is the shut me the fuck up topic tonight?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we about to get right on into it. So the shut me the fuck up topic is protecting our toxic parents. Mm-hmm. So we are basically going to be talking about simply just that, you know, talking about why we protect our parents, the excuses we give for their behavior, and how it affects us in our childhood and adulthood as well. So I'm going to start off with my first question with you, Sheena. Would you say your parents were hard asses, or was it an equal balance? Like, did you have one that you can go to, you know, kind of like make you feel better, you know, versus like the one that pisses you off, or was it kind of like both the same thing? Like, you had nobody to go to?
No, I kind of had both. My stepdad was like the go to. He was the easier one, you know. Whenever I wanted, I got. But my mom, that was the hardest. Ringing by her, the answer is no. If I said no, it's no. That was her.
Oh. Yeah, I can kind of see how.
Get away with murder.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see how that can kind of be really lenient, especially like with a step parent. You know what I'm saying? Because like. Their job is to, you know, pretty much get in good with the kid, you know what I'm saying? Because if the kid is accepting of you,
right.
You know what I'm saying, you ain't got no choice, but, like, they're kind of, like, you know, real to do it in, like, okay, like, my kid like you, so, I mean, you got to be meant for something. You know what
right.
I mean? So I can get that because like that I had like the same thing with my stepdad too. But it was like with him, he was kinda like more so of like let me toughen you up, like let me like really play that role of toughening you up and everything like that. And what certain step parents don't know is like, look, you ain't the biological parent. Like that's
right.
Like,
and that's what
point,
I respected. Yeah, that's what I respected about my stepdad. Like he always, I mean, he was more to me than just a stepdad. Let me get that clear. He was definitely a dad to me. But he never tried to take my dad's spot. He was always like, I'm your stepdad, whatever you need, I got you. But he was definitely more than a dad, but I respect the fact that he never, like, crossed that boundary. Like, tried to be my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because sometimes they try to overstep that boundary and be a little bit, they be overly excessive sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that can, you know, trouble the relationship between the step-parent and the child as well.
You know, it's crazy that you guys say that. I kind of played stepmama before in a relationship, and I didn't know where my place was at with the child because I couldn't, you know, discipline her and everything. So it's like I kind of played it kind of safe, and it's like sometimes what I thought her discipline should have been, I had to kind of question myself and I had to question my upbringing. So that goes into my first question for you, Sheena. What were some toxic traits your parents showed towards you growing up, and did you pick up on any of them?
So I do have a son, and he's 11. So the first thing I could think of as far as, like, toxic, what I believe is toxic that my parents never did is, like, really, like, give hugs. You know, as a child, at least my parents never really hugged you. But he said, I loved you unless, you know, somebody died. Like, that was big in my family. So with my son, I made a big deal. Like, you know, we hug and say, I love you so much. We say it every day. It's like, it's normal. But growing up, I did not get that. So I just try to make sure to break that. But it's definitely within me to, like, not do it. But I made sure to break it. So you can definitely,
that's
like, carry it on because it was definitely in my head. So I'm like, wait, my mom never gave me hugs, never said I love you, you know, unless something serious going on.
It's crazy
that
you say
like
that,
trait Sheena. Number one. Yeah, that's like the top trait for me.
No, I was going to say it's crazy that you say that because that's kind of how my childhood was growing up. My grandmother never said she loved us. We gave hugs, but it was like church hugs, like from the side. So I was kind of scared to have a child because I felt like I would deprive them of that. But that's very good that you are aware of that and you made a conscious decision not to do that to your son. So, like, was it easy for you doing that? Like, was it an easy transition?
It was easy for me, so it just leads me to think, like, why wasn't it easier for my mom? Or maybe she, I don't know. I guess different people, different strokes. Let me say one thing, I love my mom and dad. But, I don't know, maybe it didn't come as natural to her and her mother, so maybe it was just normal for her. Like, it wasn't like any, like, she loved this and all of that, but it was never like, I don't think she ever thought about it. It was just natural, just normal for her not to do it. But as a child, I'm sitting here thinking, like, this is not normal. You watch the Bill Cosby shows and you're watching the sitcoms, and I'm like, wait, my mom never act like this. We don't act like this.
Oh, God.
And that's crazy. Because the shows portray those, those balances that you should have in a family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, the Cosby's and, like, Family Matters and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, those were shows that kind of, like, gave you, like, those morals of, like, you know, like, what a family should go through on a, you know, a negative and positive basis. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, with my mom, like, she was kind of the same way. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't really an affectionate, you know, mother, so to speak. Like, I'm sure it was affectionate enough around, like, the ages between, like, you know, when I was first born up until probably like maybe 8 or 9 or so. But I think it was just all the facts of, you know, she was a single mother and she was the primary parent, you know, at the time. So it was like she had to play both roles of, you know, trying to, you know, battling, you know, showing affection and, you know, actually trying to raise, you know, a man to not be, I guess, quote unquote, soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have some rough edges around you.
Right.
So I think that's why
true.
I was so intimidated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, with me, is like, as I'm an adult now, like, I don't hug my mother. I don't say I love you to my mother. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I still don't.
Like,
I still
but
don't.
It's like, the thing is, like, I got a daughter that's 11 years old, and I give her all of that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like the lack of getting it from her didn't rub off on me from giving it to my kid. You feel me?
Mm.
Which was kind of weird because, like, you would think because you've dealt with that for so long that, you know, that's just who you become to others. Like, you know what I'm saying? That it doesn't compute for you to, you know, change what you're used to. But, you know, it's kind of good to, you know, look at it from a whole different perspective, considering that you are in, you know, in the shoes of a parent now, and it's like you have the chance to change the narrative of what you pretty much inherited as a, you know, as a kid. So that kind of goes into my next question. Have you ever been emotionally distant from your parents?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, like I said, my mom, we don't always see eye to eye, so there's been times when, you know, we had to go without speaking, and I mean long periods of times, not just like a week or two. You
right.
know, it's times
right.
where I need my space, because if we talk, you know, we going to say and do things that we don't really mean, so let's just not speak.
Yeah.
That's how I play it.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely had to detach myself, definitely emotionally. Because, you know, when emotions involve, like I said, who knows what I'll say or do.
Right.
Yeah.
When you felt emotionally attached from your mom, like, what age group were you in, to be exact? The only reason why I ask that is because, like, you know, I feel like when we reach a certain age to where, like, we have a voice to, you know, voice our opinion and our differences against our parents is when, like, it gets a little rougher around the edges, because it's like they fight back to, you know, to reinsure their entitlement and their power as your parent. So that's why I ask that.
You're definitely right. No, you're definitely right. Because I was younger when we went, you know, without speaking for a while. I was maybe 25.
Mm.
And I'm 35 today. So this was like a while ago. So today, I probably wouldn't, you know, go without speaking to it as fast. Because like you said, now I'm a grown-ass woman. So at the end of the day, no matter what the fuck you say, like, I hear you, okay?
Right.
But when you're younger and you hear her saying the opposite of you, and she's saying it so strongly, it's just like, okay, girl, bye.
Right.
True. No, I was going to say, you know, honestly, I definitely relate to you. Me and my mom's relationship was very rocky. God rest her soul. But we actually talked about this on my other podcast, Clinics, Vibes, and Visions. We did an episode called The War with Mother and Daughters. And, you know, the outcome of that was that, you know, when a mother is raising her daughter, that's her re-raising herself all over again. And if she's still trying to find herself, it's hard for her to be there for the daughter. And, you know, that made me think of a question. Do you believe, because, you know, like, my mom did, like, a lot of bizarre things, too. Like, she would do stuff and then gaslight me. And, you know, I would give the silent treatment, but she would guilt me to say, oh, one day I'm not going to be here no more, and you're going to regret not talking to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I would get over it. But, you know, that was, like, my downfall in relationships, because whenever I argue with the guy, I would think about that, like, what if something bad happens to him? So my question for you is, like, do you believe things you were forced to forgive your mom for, did that blur the lines of what you allowed in your friendships and relationships?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Not really, because I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of just point blank and period. Really no in between with me, and that's kind of a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it is an in between. So once I feel some type, like once I determine my decision, that's my decision. I'm usually stuck on it. And that's sometimes, like
right.
I said, good or bad. So you can't really sway me your way.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stand your ground. You stand your ground.
Even
yes.
if it's wrong, I stand my ground. And that's like my problem. Because once I say it, I'm going to rock with that thing till you, like, got it in my face and can show me it's wrong.
Yeah.
I respect that. Because I've always wanted to be that person. That I mean, I know you said it could be a gift and a curse, but I always wanted to be that person growing up that stood my ground and would believe, you know what I'm saying, what I knew was right. But it's like I didn't want to lose friendship, so I'd be like, yeah, you're right. But I know in the back of my mind I'm right. So I respect that.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's one thing that I think you know, I might have saw and like as a child growing up that I do carry on in my relationships. Not so much my parents, but just like, period, is like,
mm-hmm.
I'm quick to talk stuff out.
Right.
I'm good to like talk it out. Like instead of just like, okay, just let it go. I overthink everything. So I need to know why, who, what, when, where, how. I'm like a like a drill sergeant. Like I need to know everything. And that's like a
right.
bad thing I feel like I picked up, because most people can have an argument and just walk away and let it go. I'm not letting it go. Like, I will keep at this all day until I'm satisfied.
Right, so I'm satisfied with the answer.
That's something bad I picked up, because sometimes you just need to let it be. It is no answer, you know what I'm saying?
True, that part.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah,
but I definitely
like,
picked that up as a child.
Yeah. Well, I think people once they develop their character as a person, you know, most people they have such a dominant character to where like they can, you know, they can experience different types of people, but it doesn't alter how they operate and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So you can see, you know, things that, you know, your parents may have went through or may have put you through. But it won't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, alter how you may carry yourself, you know what I'm saying, when the time is needed for you to do so. Because I know,
mm-hmm.
like, for me, you know, my mom was always caring for me, you know what I'm saying? So it was like I kind of really didn't want for shit when she was raising me or, you know, or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But there were the emotional sides that, you know, that was lacking in a sense, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when I got older, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't go out seeking, you know what I'm saying? I guess some sort of, well, I guess you could say that. I guess I did seek, like, validation and, you know, friends and relationships and stuff like that. So I would be a tryhard to, you know what I'm saying, like, get what I was used to. And, you know what I'm saying? And the thing was, the difference was I didn't have to necessarily work for it when I was young. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a given, you know what I'm saying? Because that was the way my mom kind of showed her affection and her love for me. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I guess I figured, like, in order to kind of, like, receive that, not from her exact, you know, standpoint, but from, you know, from friendships and relationship standpoint, you know what I'm saying? I would make sure that I did my part in order to receive it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But unfortunately, that's the gift within the curse, because like you imply yourself in that way and you come across people that will just use that and won't give you anything in return, and then you sit there looking stupid.
That's
but
right.
My next question is is it excusable for a child to inherit what their parents went through as children themselves?
I don't think, I mean, in a way it is some type of excuse because, you know, I mean, if that's all you know, that's all you know. But as an adult, and you get your own kids and your own family, and once you find out what is right and what is wrong, I feel like there is no excuse after that. Once you figure out what's right and wrong, and you continue to do the toxic traits that your parents do, then you just toxic.
Yeah.
It can be broken because I broke it with the hugging and saying I love you. So it can be broken. You might have to put the extra effort into it.
Right.
But if you really want to do it, then it definitely can be broken. But it will be easier and more comfortable probably to do what your parents did because that's just what you know.
Exactly. Yep. And a lot of people don't even know that they're being toxic. Yeah, like a lot of people don't even know that they're being toxic because, like you said, it's what they know. So, like, that goes to my next question for you. Like, why do you think parents gaslight us when we tell them about their ways?
Because, well, my mom, first off, she the adult, I'm a child, even at this age. So,
right.
I can't tell my mom nothing. A lot of parents think like that, too. Like, just because you're older, don't mean you so much, like, know everything. I can still school you on some stuff, even at a young age.
Right.
But some older people is really stuck in their way, so you really can't tell them anything, and they're not trying to hear it because they're not changing. So it don't matter what you're saying. They're not
stuck in their ways. Yep.
Stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you said it. Like, it's just like I feel like I said previously, it's the entitlement. You know what I'm saying? It's the title of being the parent. You know what I'm saying? Like they raised you up until you was able to get out their damn house, and you know that's been the narrative, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm your parent, you know, I'm raising you to be this particular person. The least you can do is allow me to remain that person who can say whatever they want and I'm right and you wrong type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it goes so far in depth to where, like, I'll give you an example. Like, when I stayed with my mom, I was walking down her hallway or whatever. And we were crossing paths. Now you know how narrow the hallway is. You know what I'm saying? Like at some point, like if two people are crossing paths in a hallway, you know what I'm saying? You would think you would have some type of courtesy to kind of like, you know, shift your body a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So that way you just won't bump shoulders. Not this one. My mama will walk proudly with her chest poked out, both shoulders broad out, and just like. And just act like I'm supposed to be the only one that's supposed to have the courtesy, the common courtesy to move out the way. It's just that sense of dominance that they have. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't get a common gesture of just, you know, you moving out the way too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
and then
you
like,
the
I swear to God,
you
like,
the child. You supposed to move. You the child.
Right. And it's like, I swear to God, like, it's. And it's certain terms that you can't use with them either. Like, I told my mom one day, I was like, because she was in the way, and I was like, look out. And she's like, the word is excuse me. I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, you can say shut up, move out the way, come here, get that, or and all that. But it's like when the words get, you know, reversed and, you know, implied to you, it's like, who the hell you think you're talking to? It's like, well, I'm talking to you. Move out the fucking way.
Yo, that's what I wanted to say.
Right? Nah, I swear.
I thought
like,
it was being
nice. Right. Like I could have just used body language to tell you get the hell out the way.
Yeah, and that makes it hard for like a person to like really find themselves. Cause like when you get like 17 and 18, when you really like, you know, like I'm about to be out in the real world. Like I'm not about to be in high school no more. And they want to nitpick. It's like my attitude is just as bad as yours. So now we're about to clash. You get what I'm saying? And it's like,
right.
I don't
understand how you can teach me to have my own opinion when my opinion doesn't count when it comes to you. Like I never understood that. Never. With that being said, Sheena, what are some words you can give the listeners out there, like on this, like who has a toxic parent and they feel like they can't talk to them?
I mean, it's always somebody to talk to. If you can't talk to your toxic parent, because I wasn't big on like having heart to heart with mine either, but it was always somebody to talk to. I had my stepdad at times, you know, my sisters, and then friends. So it's always somebody. And then it was certain moments when I could talk to my mom, not about like boys or nothing. Oh God, no. But like stuff. You know, it was moments. So sometimes you gotta be the bigger person and break the ice. Cause like I said, it's just normal for your parents. They may not think nothing of it. So sometimes you gotta reach out to them and then break the ice, and then maybe they'll talk. Cause sometimes it's awkward for them too.
Yeah, true.
I'm just glad I'm not like that with my son. I'm so like, that don't mean he's gonna talk to me, cause you know he is a boy. But I'm glad. I feel like he would, though, if he wanted to.
Trust me, when you least expect it, he's going to come to you.
Yeah. Well, that's
I try to leave that door open, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the beauty of, you know, well, at least part of it is just, you know, the change in time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as we raise children in this day and age, you know, it kind of makes it more open for, you know, for you to talk to your children, you know, regardless of the gender, you know, because back then it was just more so like, you know, if a mother is trying to talk to a boy or whatever, like, you know, it wasn't ideal. You know what I'm saying? A boy should always talk to his father. A girl should always be able to talk to her mother. You know what I'm saying? It was never like across conversation type of thing, you know, that you would be able to do and actually, you know, be successful at it. But nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I have a daughter and I'm able to, you know, comfortably, you know, be able to have conversations with her. You know, I'm not ready for certain conversations just yet, but you know what I'm saying? When those times come, you know what I'm saying? Like I will be accepting and available to be able to talk to her and give her the knowledge that she needs behind it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's a lot more easier nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Definitely having someone to talk to is key. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like nowadays it's more of an open thing to be able to talk to, you know, parents of this generation. You know what I'm saying? And I could be just speaking for myself, but, you know, like when it comes to, like, you know, my daughter having to come to me about something, like I don't initially jump down her throat and get pissed off, you know, initially, you know what I'm saying? Because that ain't going to do nothing but drive your kid away from not wanting to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? You just got to learn to, you know, collect your shit in your head, you know, be swinging and punching at walls in your head. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, get that burst of rage and anger out your system and just talk to them first. You know what I'm saying? Because the last thing you want to do is to not have your kids be able to talk to you. Before you know it, they go talking to their peers who ain't got the best interest in them, because you never know what they live in arrangements like.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The last thing you want them to do is be talking to another relative, because then, you know, that'll turn into gossip and it'll be all over the goddamn family map. You know, about how terrible of a damn parent you is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's always...
You don't know
always,
what she's doing.
Right. That's why it's always good to be able to, you know, get surgical with inside your home. You know what I'm saying? That's always the best thing to do. Don't let your problems go outside your home to where everybody else is, you know, a part of fixing it.
That part. Okay. Well, it's time to segue.
Does everybody
think
they can fix it?
Yep. It's time to segue. Thank you so much, Sheena. We're about to segue into Let Your Light Shine moment, okay? So this segment is for you. My first question for you is, what part of self-love has been challenging for you so far?
I don't know. I definitely love myself. I'm working on, like, I guess being more open about myself. Like, me doing this podcast is a big step in the right direction because I do run a business, but I'm so shocked. You would never think that I run a business and talk to people every day. So I really need to, like, just work on... Really? Because I feel like I'm, like, really nervous. So I'm still nervous right now. But I'm trying not to, like, you know, I'm trying to be
good, y'all. We get real and raw on here. We don't be good. We cut the edge and the Band-Aids off. We don't be good on here, no.
Right.
So, yeah, well, speaking of
Plus,
that.
It was easy talking to y'all, though.
That's
Thank you. Speaking of that business that you have, because, yes, I do support Leo Sense, you know, having a business can be stressful, and I know you like to deliver all over Philadelphia County. What are some self-love tips you do for yourself, you know, to make sure you don't get overwhelmed and stressed out?
So of course, you know, I'm drinking wine right now as we doing this. That's like my best friend. That's my best friend in everything is wine. Then after wine, you know, some things I like to do, and this month in the blue because I really don't let nobody get my son because I'm that protective of him. Because I do like to send him to his grandpa's house. It's just a me day. And my husband go away too. And then it's just a me day. So those are my favorite days when there's like nobody in the house. Whether I'm just sitting there doing nothing or whatever. Those are the best days for me. Like, self care, just do whatever makes you happy. My happy is just peace. So
yeah.
I get it whenever I can get it, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, can you let the listeners know where they can find you at on Instagram and Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Definitely check out my business, guys. Like I said, I'm trying to come out my shell more and get more comfortable with me. That's really what I need to work on as far as self-love. But check out my business on all social media. It's called Leo Sense, Handmade Candles and Shea Butter. Leo Sense, LEOS.SCENTS. Please follow, guys. Support small businesses.
Because then for the Leos, go over support. Yes, okay. With that being said, we're going to segue into shout outs and appreciations. Sheena, is there anybody you want to shout out or show appreciation to?
I want to shout out my business partner, her social media name, Potential C, her real name, Zipporah. Shout out to her. She couldn't be here. And then I want to shout out my mom, because through all the toxic crap, she raised a really good daughter, me, and I love it to death. So those are my shout outs and the rest of my family.
Hold on. Okay. That's what's up. All right, DCU.
Well, you already know I got to give my shout-outs in, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Self-Love is My Rehab. You know what I'm saying? This has been a very therapeutic podcast for me. So without it, you know, there would be no accepting of myself and, you know, what it is and what it needs to be a better person on a regular basis. Shout-out to Complex for allowing that to happen, because without you, there would be no DC. And shout out to God, because without God, there would be no Self-Love is My Rehab. There would be no Complex. There would be no DC. Shout out to Dynamic Culture Apparel. That's my baby. Don't play with it. You feel me? It's hoodie season, people. Get you a goddamn hoodie. I got hoodies on deck. For purchasing right now, you can hit me up on my Instagram at dynamic_culture_apparel. Or you can follow me as well and hit me up on there on Facebook. That's Dynamic Culture Apparel. And yeah, be on the lookout for a website soon. I pretty much got the website up and running. I'm just working out some kinks right now. So be on the lookout for that. It should be constructed to a perfection by the end of this year. So, you know, be on the lookout on that. I will be doing all my announcements and stuff on Instagram and or Facebook, so be on the lookout for that. Shout out to everybody in California, man. Prayers up to y'all. I seen some clips of the craziness that's going on out there. Shout out some prayers to y'all, man. Just stay safe and, you know, stay humble and stay prayed up. Shout out to Positive Vibes and Energy. And shout out to the people with negative vibes and energy as well. At the end of the day, we still love you. We're just waiting for you to catch up, Mustard.
All right. Shout out to you, Sheena, for coming on. Thank you for shedding light on this topic. Something like this is it's not always easy to talk about. And we don't want to feel like we're throwing shade at our parents, you know, but we have to speak from our perspective. So thank you for being open and honest about that. Shout out to you, DC, for always being ready to come on and, you know, just ready to start the show. We are coming up on a year soon that we started this, and, you know, I couldn't have picked a better co-host.
Congratulations.
Thank you. shout out to No Apologies. That set the platform for Self Love is My Rehab and Queens with Vibes and Vision. Shout out to my other co-host, Queen K. Can't wait till you come down and visit in October. Shout out to, also, please make sure you go buy No Apologies on Amazon.com, Kindle, or paperback, because part two is coming soon. I know I said October
18th. That book is lit, y'all.
Thank you.
I read it. That book is lit.
Yes.
I couldn't even put it down. She be talking about some Philly spots, y'all. Get that book.
Yo, Sheena was saying that. She was like, I know that. Thank you for the advertisement. But, yes, please get that. I said Out of Darkness is coming out October 18th. Please be patient with me. I got to push the date back because I want to make sure that, you know, I get everything in there to fulfill you guys, because after this book, that series is done. I ain't writing no more parts. So, so I just want to make sure I give you guys enough and you don't feel incomplete. But, yeah. So, moving on. Sheena, are you ready to get your mind stimulated tonight?
Oh, shit.
I'm ready.
Okay. Drop it, DC.
All right. Let's stimulate that mind, Kareem.
All right. So the stimulate your mind question tonight is it normal to be at a better place in your life? But still think about traumatic events from time to time. And Sheena, I'll let you answer first.
it's a definite for me, because I mean, some stuff just stay with you.
Yeah.
It don't matter how much money I have, stuff. I told you I overthink everything, so definitely would stay with me. But it wouldn't overtake. Because if I'm happy, it's not really going to bother me too much, but it's going to be there.
Right. Yeah. That part?
Yeah, I agree with Sheena. As an overthinker myself, you know, yeah. I mean, the key word in that question was traumatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It takes a while mm-hmm. for anything that you would consider traumatic, you know, to go away, you know, anytime soon. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect it to go away anytime soon. And I feel like, honestly, that's why, you know, most cases you see people, you know, doing everything up under the sun, you know, in a positive way. And, hell, sometimes in a negative way, too, is because, you know, they're trying to, you know, rid the thoughts of, you know, thinking about those traumatic things that they have been through. And, you know, like for me, I think part of the reasons for getting into this clothing brand was not only just to, you know, show appreciation to the person that I became, but it was also to, you know, I guess in a sense, either, I don't want to say pay homage, but definitely kick the nuts of the trauma that I have been through, you know, a while back, you know what I'm saying? So it was basically like a comeback, you know, from that traumatic, you know, series that I have been through. So, I mean, it's definitely healthy, you know what I'm saying? It can be something for you to look back on and realize how far you've gotten and, you know, to see all the accomplishments or, you know, even just the leveling up in self-love that you have for yourself to give you the, you know, the encouragement to, you know, keep pushing.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Motivation.
So I thank you guys. I definitely agree with you, especially you, Sheena, when you said it stays with you, because I'm definitely at a better place compared to, you know, 3 years ago. And I just did like a release. I didn't do a release letter. As much as I like to write, I don't like to write about my feelings. I'd rather just talk it and record it. So I did that, and I did, like, you know, like just like a release, letting go of that person that caused all of that trauma 3 years ago. You know, I vowed not to speak his name anymore because, like, writing this book really gave me nightmares, and it was starting to, like, kind of, you know, a lot of the trauma was starting to come out into my relationship, and I was like, oh, no, this man, I got a good man. I'm not about to lose this, so I got to let go of that. But I did tell myself that there may be times where I go into a certain area and I still may get triggered, but it's okay. I said it's just my body trying to protect me. I'm a person that I have a hard time showing emotion and showing pain because I come from an emotionally unavailable background too. And I always saw pain as weakness. And I'm learning that in order to get over pain, you have to go through it. So thank you guys for answering that. And with that being said, DC, close us out with a dynamic quote.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is the closed caption of the show for tonight. Hell of a show, ladies. Appreciate y'all dropping y'all gems. Sheena, thanks for coming on. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, you got the jitters out of you. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully this was a nice little experience to, you know, help you out with you know, with that little struggle of, you know, the jitters or whatnot. And, you know, like I said, and also dropping the gems on, you know, our parents and how they be popping fly, you know what I'm saying, thinking we sweet.
Yo, okay.
He just also really hurt. I got to show Philly love. But no, with that being said, we're going to close this show out tonight with a dynamic quote, and it is, too many people think the grass is greener somewhere else, but the grass is green where you water it. Now, I say that to say because, like, this hit kind of close to home to me because I was always the type that if I'm in a position, I always look at another position thinking that it's going to be better than what I am in. And I never put forth the effort into, you know, what the position that I'm in at that particular moment in time, you know what I'm saying? So you jump from one position to another, and then you look back and like, damn, if I just did this, this and that, you know, I could have been better off, you know what I'm saying, than the position that I am in, you know, currently. So
right.
I say that to say, just to continue to put forth the effort into whatever it is that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, school, whether it's, you know, a workplace, a business that you may be procrastinating on, because trust me, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? It took me 2 years to finally get my foot into the door of actually, you know, owning my own business. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, always in this particular saying, put all your eggs in one basket. You know what I'm saying? Water that grass. You know what I'm saying? Nourish that shit until you see blossoms and, you know, exotic fucking flowers growing out your grass. You know what I'm saying? Take time out to do you and not always look at, you know, the other side of the fence thinking that it's better because, you know what I'm saying, you still got dirt underneath your feet. Allow that grass to grow. So that's my take on it. And with that being said, we are out of here. Peace and love. Everybody stay prayed up and have a good night.
Peace and love.